This is CliffCentral.com.
So, we did, a couple of weeks ago, we did a live broadcast, an outside broadcast from the Lifestyle Nursery, which was absolutely fantastic. We had lots of fun, and we behaved ourselves.
Mm.
Everybody kept their clothes on.
Aww.
It's okay, the new show's coming, and you're going to be called on that, Bruce.
Okay.
So, until then, Damon Johnston is with us. Damon, what do you do at Lifestyle?
I'm in charge of the plant section. I manage the nursery and the plants and that sort of thing. Help customers.
Cool. You know. So one of the things that you have to offer us, and it's such an important thing, is to help people create a sensual space for their experiences. And I teach everybody this who comes to see me, and it's so important. So the physical elements of this are, think about sensuality. So think about candles, think about cushions, think about incense, think about smell, think about taste, think
chocolate.
About, there we go, all sorts of things. And you guys have so much to offer for that.
Yeah, I think the plants create quite a sort of unique experience depending on what your in plan is and that sort of thing. In terms of creating essential spaces, and that garden's very important.
Mm.
Depending on what plants you use, you could basically take yourself out of the city and put yourself anywhere in the world virtually.
And that's beautiful, and it's amazing. And it's an amazing connection with nature. And it doesn't really matter where you live, whether you're in a flat, whether you're in a house, you can do that using these amazing plants.
Very much so. You know, you can create so many different experiences and feelings just relating to what you have in your garden. Mm. You've got your fragrance plants, you've got your herbs and veggies, you've got so many different things that can create a feeling of well-being, a sense of euphoria, you know, literally taking yourself out of the common everyday and putting you into a totally different experience completely.
I have to say this just because Tamar's not here, but when you say vegetables, I know exactly kind of where her mind goes. So.
Yep, we know exactly where Tamar would have gone with that.
Where that's going. But that's really cool. And, you know, the scent of plants is amazing because of how that can help you create atmosphere. And smell is an incredibly important sense when it comes to sensuality. Mm. It's very interesting because it's such a subconscious sense.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've lost an enormous power of our sense of smell because it used to be very linked to survival, and we don't use it for that anymore because we don't need it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you think most of your perfumes, most of your scents that you get out there are created by plants.
Yeah, that's the base of them.
Very much so. So,
and smell is such an important element of attraction to somebody.
Huge.
And it's so subconscious.
Mm, and pheromones.
You can walk past somebody, and there can be this moment of, and you just get absolutely lost, and you just want to kind of wrap yourself in that.
Definitely.
I agree.
It's beautiful.
You know, some of the plants, for example, like a gardenia or your lavenders, those sort of things, they really take a mind to a certain place, to a certain memory, to a different destination.
That's an important one, the memory of smell, because so many of our memories are locked up in that, like childhood baking smells, for example, or a mother or grandmother that held you. You know, my mother had a very distinctive of fragrance.
Yeah, very much.
And
so.
It's amazing. So,
agreed.
Personally, my favorite flower is... Any ideas? Brucey, take a guess.
Your favorite flower?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, but I thought it was probably the same flower as mine, which is the passion flower.
Oh.
Passiflora.
Oh. It's actually not, but it's close. Frangipani.
Okay.
Now, that's a plant with an amazing smell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It's so sensual, and for me, it just has so many amazing images and possibilities.
Yeah, I'll take you straight down to the islands, basically.
Yeah, very much so. That real tropical...
Yeah, very much so.
And it's an amazing thing. You know, there's a beautiful thing that you can do with your partner. You can do it with aromatherapy oils, but you could do it with flowers. So you have to find flowers with a sense, with a fragrance.
No, I agree.
And if you blindfold your partner and you gently wave a flower under their nose, and take it away. And they just get that, oh, this little sense of that. And then you bring it back again, and they just get this little moment. Oh, and that's really amazing of how that can go inside of you.
Yeah, yeah, I think it sort of sparks. I think it sparks the, you know, that inner sense. That,
yes.
Like you say, if you blindfold, literally you're relying on all your other senses to actually create that emotion. So I agree.
Mm. And the different elements of plants. To take for example, leaves of different plants. Again, blindfold your partner. A rose petal on the body is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, that's a common, you know, one of the things that a lot of people tend to do.
Yeah.
They tend to put your rose petals, you know, on a night of passion. Mm.
Absolutely. So the thing with rose petals, you can create a beautiful scene with rose petals and candles and things that you can go. I don't know if do you guys do like packets of rose petals?
Not at the moment. We're always looking to sort of evolve our product lines and things like that. But it definitely is, you know, for your Valentine's days and things like that, it's definitely something we would consider.
So every day should be Valentine's Day, Damon.
I agree.
Every day.
I have to agree.
Absolutely.
365 days a year.
Don't wait for the special moments, because you don't know when you're not going to have time for the special moments.
No.
But so the thing with rose petals, they stain your sheets. So I don't have sheets that are specially for play or go do it in a hotel and run away.
You heard it from Jonty. Go do it in a hotel and run away.
Yes. So go to Lifestyle. Go and find Damon, and he'll help you find the most awesome things. And they've got all these shops there that have these beautiful cushions and candles and incense and all sorts of things to help you create this sensual space.
This is CliffCentral.com.